Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast is here for fans of Haverford College Athletics to get a better understanding of student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. In honor of the cross-country teams hosting the Mainline Invitational this week, this episode of the podcast features women's cross-country runners Nicole Gianetti, Amelia Kaiser-Gibson, and Nora Weathers. The three runners get different perspectives on their time at Haverford, explain why Greece is so chill, and much more. Here's how the interview went.
Amelia, how did you get involved in cross country racing when you were younger? What made you want to get involved in a sport like this?
When I was in eighth grade, I was doing middle school track and it was really casual. But some of my friends and I were trying to break the school record in the 4x4, and so we did some outside training. And then I ended up running the 1500 at our one meet of the season and doing really well in it. So going into high school, I contacted the cross-country coach, and that really got me started, and I fell in love with running, and my coach in high school was super supportive. And then when I was looking at colleges, since I was looking at small schools, it made a lot of sense to also run in college.
Nicole, who were some of your influences getting into the sport when you were younger?
My biggest influence is my dad, because he ran when he was my age, and he kind of got me into the sport, and he started running with me, like, every day that I would run, like, maybe, like, a few times a week when I was in middle school, and then just throughout high school, he kind of was the one who pushed me to, like, reach my potential, and ran with him almost every day during high school, so I would say my dad, yeah.
So, Nora, let's go back to high school senior year, high school junior year, when you're looking at colleges. What were some of the things that attracted you to Haverford?
Well, my sister actually went here, and she ran as well. And when I started the college process, I had no inclination to go to school with my sister. But I looked at a bunch of schools, wasn't really liking everything, and I decided to come down here and do an overnight with a member of the team, not my sister, so I could get a real sense of it. And I absolutely loved it, and then I think the ED deadline was like 2 weeks later, and I applied early decision, and that was that. It was a very quick decision. I just fell in love with the campus when I was staying overnight with the team.
Amelia, what was one thing that attracted you to the school when you were going through that process?
Well, my grandparents live nearby, and I'm from the West Coast, so I came out to visit them for Christmas one year, and we did a little tour to look at like here in SWAT and Bryn Mawr and just other schools in the area. And I really liked the campus then. And then Riz, our coach, actually called me during the summer before my senior year. And that was really exciting because most coaches just send you the generic email. So that was cool. And then I really liked the honor code and the campus community in general.
Nicole?
Like Amelia, Riz called me after I sent out some emails to, I was looking at more of the smaller schools because I feel like a big university would have overwhelmed me. And Riz called me and I came down here in the summer and just looked around the campus and definitely felt like this was a good fit for me and just decided to do ED. I'm really happy with my decision.
Nora, being a senior, how did you balance life as a student athlete?
I can't say I necessarily did it well my freshman year. Being part of a customs team, I stayed up a little too late. And then somewhere along the year, one of my teammates was like, "Hey, Nora, you gotta get it together and start sleeping."
That's good.
Yeah. It was a good thing. My running and my academics both got quite a bit better after she said that to me. And I haven't really had much of a problem since. I mean, especially living with a team, we're all balancing the same commitments, we're all going to sleep and getting up at the same time, and that's really helped me make sure I keep track of everything.
So what about you, Amelia? How do you balance? Do you have to compartmentalize, you know, running and then academics? How's that process been like for you?
It's been pretty smooth. I think that running every day definitely makes me be able to focus more on my academics. I always notice it when we take time off that I'm not as focused, and I'm also living with some teammates, so it's been really easy to agree to go to bed early and wake up earlier and sort of get on the same schedule, and like, set apart the time to study and to run. It's been pretty smooth.
Nicole, what about for you?
Yeah, I mean, thinking about, like, trying to balance everything at first, like, overwhelmed me, but running really just keeps me balanced. I don't know, without running, I would not be half as focused, so, like, having the team, like, all the girls on the team are very focused with academics and running, so being influenced by them definitely, like, keeps me on track with what I'm supposed to be doing.
Are you guys involved in anything else on campus other than running?
My sophomore year, I was a customs person, so I was very involved in the customs program. And then recently, we've actually all been spending time at the Haver Farm. During preseason, we found some time to get over there almost every day, actually, with a lot of people.
So, and this is for Amelia and Nicole. Being able, what kind of advice have some of the upperclassmen like Nora have kind of given you when trying to figure out to making the change from high school to college? Because you guys are both sophomores. So what was it like going through that first year at the college level?
I was definitely a little overwhelmed at first because I increased my mileage a lot because I hadn't run a lot before college, really. And so that was a little hard, but I got a lot of advice from upperclassmen to definitely listen to my body and be careful about not increasing too much and taking days off every week. So that was really great.
I would say a good advice I got was not, like, expecting way too much of myself. Like, it's really easy to go into the season and, like, expect huge improvements, but more, like, just stay patient and, like, keep up the same hard work throughout the years and, like, don't expect it all to come at once. More, like, have a gradual, like, progress with everything and, like, just have fun with it.
Have any of you guys done, and I know you guys are both sophomores, so maybe this question doesn't quite apply to you guys, have you guys done any internships to kind of get your start looking into maybe what kind of majors you want to do or what kind of stuff you guys want to do?
I am kind of on the, I kind of think I want to do pre-med as of right now, but I haven't done any internships yet. I actually just applied for a hospice internship. So I think that's starting up soon. But so far, just, like, kind of figuring out what major I want to do. And a couple of my classes, like, made me go out and interview people for what major I might want to do. And as of right now, I'm thinking bio. So we'll see.
Nora, what about for you? What kind of internships have you done to kind of help prepare yourself for life after college?
Well, last summer I worked in an environmental geochemistry lab here on campus, actually, and it's going to turn into my thesis work, but that really got me excited about environmental science, and specifically the class I've taken where that intersects with public health. So I haven't done anything in public health yet, but I'm applying for those now because I really want to get into the intersection between public health and environmental science.
Amelia, have you done any kind of internships and kind of given it some thought about what you want to do here?
I've given it a little thought. In high school, we had to do a senior project, and for that, I shadowed a physician. So I was a little bit leaning towards medical, but now I've backed off more from that, and I'm leaning more towards biology, maybe a research side, or I'm also really interested in environmental issues. So I'm not sure where that will take me, but I'm still figuring it out.
This is a question for everybody. If you could pick one particular part about the school, whether it's a place on campus like the study or one particular moment that you really enjoyed, what would that particular thing be?
I guess a kind of easy one for me was my freshman year regional meet, because we had our top 7 all region that year, and we hadn't necessarily been running well at that point, but everything came together in that one meet. You guys won't remember that.
It doesn't even have to be athletically. Is there just one particular spot on campus that you really enjoy, or is there one particular thing about the school that's really stood out to you over the past
few years? I would say my, like, greatest moment for this was last year. I'd say indoor conferences, because cross country kind of ended on a bad note for us. We were kind of disappointed with how everything ended, and then winter track kind of everything just clicked the last meet. Like, everyone was PRing, and it was just, like, the whole team was, like, just came together, and we were in the greatest mood, and everyone was just running awesome, and I know I had, like, I had a great race, too. I got out kicked, but it was still a lot of fun. I don't know. I just had so much. That was probably the most fun I've ever had at a meet before.
Yeah, I would definitely back that up. The first race of, I guess, the second day of indoor conferences was the DMR, and I was the first leg, and Nicole was the last leg, and, like, halfway through, I was inspired to take the lead of that race, and it was just really exciting to have everybody on the team lining the track and, like, screaming at me, and it really got the momentum going for the rest of the race, and then we got outkicked, unfortunately, and came in second, but it was a really close race, and it definitely showed how much work everybody had put in.
So this part of the interview is a little bit where you guys can show off personality. So it's just a rapid fire questions. The first thing that comes to your mind. So the best way to do it is that I'll ask you a question. I'll ask you the next question, and then you guys just answer first thing that comes to your mind. So what was your favorite sports team growing up?
I was always a very individual, like, sports player growing up. I used to play competitive tennis, so. Didn't really have teams.
Okay.
Can I give you an athlete?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Rafael Nadal.
That's what I was gonna say.
So Nora, what was favorite movie?
Harold and Maude.
Favorite book?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I like a lot of different.
Okay. How about this? Favorite food?
Avocado.
favorite vacation spot?
Greece.
Hey, I've never been. What's that like? What is Greece like?
It's awesome. Everyone's just very chill there. You can go up cliffs on donkeys. The water is, like, clear blue. You can go quadding around, like, from one end of the island to the next, and just very cool.
Okay. Nora, your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
I'm not sure I watched superhero movies or cartoons.
Was there...
Was it Sunday comics?
No.
What about a favorite show when you were growing up?
We didn't have TV.
Alright. Moving on to the next question. This is a question for all of you. So you're going for a run, you have your iPod. What's the number one? You guys don't listen to music
when you do.
Okay. All right. Nicole, so what is your most played song on your iTunes playlist?
Oh, that's a hard one.
What song pumps you up the most when you're going for a run?
I have one.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mine's My Body by Young the Giant.
Okay.
I'd say Fight Song, Rachel Klein.
Okay. What was your favorite board game growing up?
Monopoly. I can never get anyone to play it against me, so I'd play against myself.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a question for everybody. What was your best Halloween costume? That's appropriate. That's appropriate for the podcast, of course.
Well, I would say, I mean, every year I was kind of like a witch with my twin sister. So one of those years we were a great witch together. Actually, one time we were bunnies. We had a full-on bunny costume with a pink bow. Like,
wait, were you attached?
No, we weren't. But, like, we were, like, cute little children in a full-on, we had the paws and everything. It was nice.
Okay.
Well, I also did the witch thing, except I wanted to be a pink witch sometimes, so it wasn't really that witchy. I gotta say, my favorite costume, though, was my sister's. She was a vegetable garden one year, and my mom made her this great hula hoop. She could pull the carrots out. She had a sunflower on her head. It's by far the best costume I've ever seen.
Okay.
One year I was a nuthatch, like the little bird. And my mom made me this costume that had a lot of tulle. It was, like, blue and gray, and it was pretty fun to wear.
Okay. All right. So these questions are a little bit more in depth. So Nicole, I'll start with you. You are stuck on a deserted island. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with?
I'm gonna go with probably Maggie because she's like the happiest person on the team, and I don't think she would like want to kill me by the end.
All right, fair enough. Nora, if you could time travel, would you go to the past or present? Or the present or the future? Or the past or future?
I'd probably go to the past, yeah.
Is there a particular time that you would go to?
I want to say the 60s because I'm really interested in what it was like back then, but at the same time there's a lot of horrible things happening, so I'd have to put more thought into that, but I'm for now going to say the 60s.
If you could trade places with any person in the world, who would it be and why?
Well, right now, it would be really interesting to trade places with one of the presidential candidates just to see, like, what that's like living their life. And they're getting a lot of critique right now, so I definitely would not want to be them forever. But just to sort of see that firsthand could be really interesting.
If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
A dog. They're just... so fluffy and happy all the time.
All right. Nora, you're going to a dinner, and you can invite any three people, past or present. Who would it be and why?
I'd invite one of the, like, European royalties, because I feel like they led strange lives.
Okay.
I'd be able to talk about it.
All right.
And then just to throw something in, can I invite anyone from the future?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to invite the person from the future we don't yet know. Because then we get to have the past and present, or past and future going. And then I invite Riz, my coach, just to throw in a wrench and just see what happens at dinner.
Okay, fair enough. You have the ability to make a movie with an unlimited budget. What would the movie be about?
It would probably be about the future where, like, people could fly and... I don't know, just like a very strange futuristic movie with a lot of technology in it, and I think that could be interesting.
Nicole, describe the perfect day to you.
I would say wake up around like 9:30, because that's sleeping in, I guess. And then meet up with some friends and get breakfast, and then go to... the beach and chill there, and then go on maybe a nice like night run with my dad and my brother. That'd be fun. Yeah. And then watch a movie with my family at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay. Nora, if you can invent any holiday, what would the holiday be about?
Let's make it about gardening.
So a National Gardening Day?
National Gardening Day.
Now, would people have off for that day, or, like, would everyone have off just to go gardening, or...
Yeah,
okay.
Off to go gardening.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to eat just one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Gonna go back with avocado.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible answer. And this is... quickly moving on. Nicole, you're walking down the street and accidentally bump into your future self.
Uh-huh.
What do you think your future self will be like in 10 years?
Anxious mess. I'm hoping that she's like in her scrubs on her way to going to the hospital as an emergency room doctor, because that'd be pretty chill. But me in scrubs, scrambling to get to work. Yeah.
Nora, what about you?
Let's see. I'd like to still be running. That'd be nice. And working somewhere outside where I get to interact with a lot of people. Maybe gardening professionally, I'm not sure. We'll see.
All right. Millie, what about for you?
I'd also like to still be running and spending a lot of time outdoors. Hopefully back on the West Coast, because I miss the outdoors there a lot, and working somewhere, not sure, wherever my life takes me.
In 5 words, describe Nora.
Okay. Nora, fast. fast, kind of like role model, like person look up to, like very relaxed, like chill type of outer like thing, yeah. definitely looks very put together, smart, yeah.
Okay. Nora, in 5 words, describe Amelia.
Okay. Outdoorsy. Energetic. A little strange.
Wow.
Very fun. And really friendly.
And then Amelia, in 5 words, describe Nicole.
Sarcastic. Hardworking, fun to be around, fashionable, always smiling.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for the runners for coming onto the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to it on the Haverford College Athletics website. If you subscribe on iTunes, please rate and provide feedback on the podcast. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!